Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Igor Stravinsky once said, "My music is best understood by children and animals." Igor Stravinsky, who wrote some of the most revolutionary music of the 20th century, was born 35 years before the Russian Revolution. Stravinsky's parents lived in St. Petersburg, which was the capital of Russia back then. But in June of 1882, they were on vacation in Oranienbaum, now known as Lomonosov, and that's where Igor was born. Stravinsky's father was a singer at the country's most important opera house, the Mariinsky Theater. Stravinsky loved to hang out at the theater, meeting composers. One time he even caught sight of Tchaikovsky. When he was young, Stravinsky took piano lessons. When he got older, he studied law. One of his fellow law students was the son of famous composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, who agreed to give Stravinsky lessons. When Rimsky-Korsakov's daughter got married, Stravinsky composed a piece for her that caught the ear of Serge Diaghilev. He ran a ballet company called the Ballet Russe, French for Russian ballet. Diaghilev wanted a ballet based on The Firebird, a Russian fairy tale. Another composer took too long to finish the job, so Diaghilev gave it to Stravinsky. The Firebird had its first performance in Paris and was a huge hit. Stravinsky became famous overnight and went on to write more ballets for Diaghilev. Next up was the story of a puppet named Petrushka. Stravinsky composed Petrushka while he was supposed to be working on yet another ballet, one that changed classical music forever. The Rite of Spring, that's R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, is about a pagan ritual, or rite, in ancient Russia. If you've seen the movie Fantasia, you might recognize this music as the accompaniment for dying dinosaurs. Opening night of the ballet, once again in Paris, the audience was so shocked that there was actually a riot in the theater. The music is unusual, but the audience was probably more shocked by the choreography, the dance steps. As you can imagine, this is not a ballet for dancers in fluffy tutu skirts. Most of Stravinsky's ballets were Diaghilev's idea, like Pulcinella, which is based on music by 18th century Italian composers. But another of their ballets was Stravinsky's idea. Les Noces, French for the wedding, uses an interesting group of musical forces: singers, four pianos, and percussion. Stravinsky moved a lot, much more than most composers. Even before the Russian Revolution, he had lived all over France and Switzerland, and during World War II, he came to the United States. Stravinsky's music moved around, too. He never settled on one single style. Sometimes his music sounds very Russian. There are Stravinsky pieces that sound very modern for their time, and others that look back to music from previous centuries. Stravinsky also wrote operas that look backwards and forwards, and he wrote religious music, including a symphony with psalms in it. The piece that made Igor Stravinsky famous was his ballet, The Firebird. Next week, the story of The Firebird. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.